The source in the Torah for the mitzvah of tefilas kelim, immersing vessels, utensils used for the clay suda used for food, is based on a pasuk in Parshos Matos. It actually talks about the context is that after they fought the war with Midian, and he sent out all of his soldiers, so they captured the vessels as the booty. So obviously they were non-Jewish people eating non-kosher. So Moshe said, before you use the kelim, he said, you have to kosher them. Kol davar sheyavo be'esh taviru be'esh v'tar, v'chol shelo yavo be'esh taviru b'mayim. He gave different ways. There's something called libun, where you, if it's something which becomes, the way something becomes non-kosher, that's the way you make it kosher again. So if it got non-kosher through fire, so you kosher it through fire. If it became non-kosher through water, you kosher it through water. So therefore, as this, the Maharal Diskin points out, this is only if you need the Jewish ownership as well as use by Jews. In other words, if you, let's say, have a nanny or you have a worker in your house who's non-Jewish and they eat non-kosher, then there is no need to do tefilas kelim. So that's the source of heksher kelim. How do we know tefilas kelim has nothing to do with heksher kelim? Because we assume even if you buy a new pot from a Gentile, you have to do tefilas kelim. So where do we see tefilas kelim? So the Gemara, in the end of Avodah Zarah, I think it's Ayin Hey Amud Beis, talks about the Kuan Tzrichin Tvila Babaram, said all these kelim, it's a separate one issue is you got to make them kosher, and another issue is whatever, whether the issue is from Tumah V'Tahara somewhere, and it's like a din in conversion, just like a non-Jew converts to Judaism, so you get rid of the Tumah and you make the Tahara. So to here, it's like it's a conversion of the vessels. So
down here,
the kuan tzrich and tefila, and that's what the Gemara points out as well. And even if it's new kelim, it's a separate issue. And that's the opinion of Yerushalmi, that it's like a convert to Judaism. So too, you have to convert the kelim. Others, the Rush, the Azarua hold, there's nothing to do with taking the tomb away. It's a Gzera Sakasu. But either way, there's an interesting Avnei Nezer, which many don't assume like, that if when a Ger converts to Judaism, he doesn't have to tovo his kelim. Apparently the kelim are included in the Tvila. He brings some Raya, I think a Mishnah Beya, about that pots and pans are included in Trum, but it's difficult. However, some posts can write that in deference to the Avdei Nezer, the Ger should tovo his dishes without a bracha, because that's a general rule. When we're not sure, on metal, we know there's a, so what type of material requires tefillah? So the Torah lists the six different types of metal, zahav, kesef, barzel, nechoshes, etc. So those are clearly deraisa kli suda. According to most assume tefilas kelim in general is deraisa. This is Shitas HaRambam, who says tefilas zu shemabilun kli suda eino midivrei sofrim. So that already is a discussion, even if the Rambam himself holds it's drabanan. Sometimes divrei sofrim can mean min haTorah. Nevertheless, the accepted psak is we assume tefilas kelim is deraisa, at least for metal kelim. What about glass? So on one hand, to the bottom line, glass is chayav midrabanan, because on one hand we know glass is similar to there are different texts where the glass is similar to metal. So, but one of them is that this, like, if a metal breaks, you could reheat it and fix it. So to glass, so we assume glass is chayev in tefila midarabanon. So metal daraisa, at least the six type of metals, and glass. What about aluminum, which is a different type. It didn't exist during the time. It could have been, if aluminum was around, they would have included it. So that's an interesting machokes. The Teferis Yisrael and the Gra. The Teferis Yisrael Mishnayis quotes the Gra and says, only the six metals are makabel tumah, are only considered kli. Aluminum did exist, and therefore you're definitely not chayev in tefillah min haTorah, perhaps not at all. And the Teferis Yisrael says, no, it's all metals. Those are just, the Torah lists six examples, but it wasn't excluding any other metals. And that seems to be the accepted, well, Rav Moshe, Rav Yaakov, others passing like the Gra, that there's no, at least there's no chi of daraisa on a woman or any of those. That'd be the same shy about plastic. In other words, the different types of plastic. So there are those, I think it's the Minchas Yitzchak says, if it's the plastic where you could have a hole in it, you could burn it and fix it, so then he thinks it's like glass. But the one that has a hole and you can't fix it, it gets harder, then you wouldn't be chayiv in tefillah. Most assume there's no tefillah chayim at all on plastic. You know, it should be no different than aluminum. It could be if plastic was around. There's no difference, hard plastic. So maybe if plastic was around, like aluminum, maybe it would have been included, but it's not included. You know, nothing, the dimja, nothing to do with that. That's the whole Rav Moshe, but say by Kinwa, the whole debate by whether you assume it's kidneyous or not. Do I say anything that fits the rules is kidneyous? Would I say no? Since kidneyous is a chiddush, ain davar ela bechidusho. In other words, only things they had at the time. So either way, that's a discussion among the poskim. We assume that, or many assume that it's only spedafka to six metals. You know, we pask in the midrabanan, you have to do, if the chayim midrabanan, you have to do with things as well. But that's, so when it's a suffix, so let's say it's a discussion, a sakin shel shchita. In other words, you need something for kli suda. So what's the story with the sakin shel shchita? So it seems to be a machlokes rishonim, whether the knife they use for the shchita needs tefila. The Rama says, yes, you do it without a... So this is based on the Mordechai. The Mordechai writes about a sakin shel shchita, about the question of whether one has to tovo it. So what's pshat in the Mordechai? The Mordechai says it's clearly exempt from tefillah. So that's a major discussion. Why does he say it's exempt? But before that, there's a machlokes. So, but based on this, there's a machlokes, the Mechaber and the Ramah. The Mechaber writes, Sakin shel shchita, yesh mi sha'omer se'ein sarach tefillah. Seems to be quoting the Mordechai, that it does not require tefillah. And the Ramah says, V'yesh chokim et tov v'tovo lo bracha. And the Ramah says, there are those who argue, and therefore we should do it without a bracha. So what exact? So there's a major debate between the Shach and the Aruch HaShulchan. Why is the Sakin Shel Shchita exempt? And it'd be tremendous nafkaminas. The Shach says, what's the pshat in the Mordechai? Because the Mordechai assumes that even after the animal is slaughtered, it's still raw. So it's not fit for consumption, and that, so it's not food yet. It's not even okay. It's not like getting. It's not even close to the process, and therefore, only those kalim that come into contact with the food towards the final steps of the, towards the end of the process. Something that's so far removed, so far at the beginning, we don't consider the sakin shel shchita to be chayiv in tefillah because. The Shach says, the Mordechai needs you to have to be on the more final, you know, where you want to draw the line on the final stage, as we could debate, as we'll see, but at least towards the final stage. And therefore, the Shach would also say, let's say you cut fruit or vegetables. So if you're cutting fruit and vegetables, the food's ready right away, so then Pashas, then you would need tefillah. Unless, of course, it's a vegetable that can't be eaten raw, so then in which case it wouldn't, because then it'd be similar to the shchita that needs to be cooked. So according to the Shach, then, Let's say there are different things we prepare food before we bake them. We have a mixing bowl, beaters, and to prepare like the challah, the bread, the cake. So according to the Shach, since this is not considered the final stage when it's in the bowl, it's still at the beginning stage. Therefore, he says, based on his understanding of the Mordechai, that only things in the final stage in Tefillah, you wouldn't have to tovel mixing bowls and beaters, which are metal. However, the Aruch HaShulchan clearly disagrees. He doesn't go for the Shach's argument. He says, the reason why a Sakin Shel Shechita is exempt, that we don't consider it a Hachana L'Ochel, we don't consider this in the food process. In other words, we're only doing Shechita because the Torah commanded me to do Shechita. It's also a mitzvah obligation, but it has nothing to do with food preparation. That's why a Shechita knife is exempt, because it's not considered food preparation, it's a religious obligation. But any type of food, let's say beaters and mixing bowls, that are used at any stage of the preparation, would require tefillah. So it's a major machlokas, the Aruch HaShulchan and the Shach, what's the pshat and the Mordechai? Either Mordechai is exempt the Sakin Shel Shechita because it's not at the final stage of the process, or because it's not even considered part of food preparation. The nafkamina being beaters, according to the Shach, you wouldn't have to because it's like the Shechita knife, and according to the Aruch HaShulchan, it has nothing to do with the Shechita knife. That has nothing to do with food, this does. So, therefore, the Aruch HaShulchan holds that all objects at any stage of the process of the food preparation is chayiv in tefillah, and the Shach says only the final stages. So I guess there are different yesh v'yesh how we paskin. Obviously, there'd be more room if you're Sephardi, because the Ramah says sakin shel shechita yesh mishum v'shein torah tefillah, but yesh chokim, and even the Ramah v'tov l'tov lo. It's better to, even the Ramah holds me'ikra din, you're probably not chayiv in tefillah. And the Rai is, that's why it's only a suffix, so therefore, perhaps maybe one can make a distinction if it's a metal beater, something which is chayim midrabanan, chayim min haTorah, then it's tov. Maybe if it's only chayim midrabanan, it's a suffix, so maybe the Ramah wouldn't say to be machmir, but the sakin shel shechita is the machlokes, the Mordechai exempt. The question is, what is the exemption based on? And that would be the nafkamina. Anything in the food preparation, or specifically the shechita, is exempt because it's not part of the food preparation. But the Aruch HaShulchan, even the beginning part, and while the Shach says only the end part, that's some of the discussion on Tfilas Kalim. When the Jews got the Kalim from Midjan, first they had to kasher them, and then we learn now from the Gemara, they also had to do Tfila. And according to the Yerushalmi, it has to do with getting the Tumah way, that's the same thing like a Geirus, and others say, no, it's nothing to do with Tumah and Tyra, but it's just a Geirus HaKasiv, you have to do Tfilas Kalim. Many assume it's Daraisa, at least in principle. The Rambam's unclear, Tfilas Kalim, there's a steer in the Ramban, in the Chumash, he seems to say it's Darabanim, but other places he says it's, or he's quoted as saying it's Daraisa. So we assume Meadow is Daraisa, and for sure, there's six mentioned in the Torah. What about aluminum? So that's a machlokas. The Pharisees are on the Gra. Reb Moshe and Yaakov, and many go with the Gra, that you're definitely not chayim in HaTorah in aluminum, and perhaps not at all. And then you have the issue of plastic as well. The Minchas Yitzchak writes, it depends what kind of plastic. Plastic that's comparable to glass that could be fixed, so then the chayim midrabanan. However, most assume, not that way, plastic was not around, and therefore it's only food that has to do with Klei Suda. Machlokes, how far it goes, whether it's Aruch HaShulchan, anything, any Klei Suda, even mixers and beaters. And according to the Shach in the Mordechai, then no, it's only because it's the end stage, and therefore you would not need to be tovo things in the beginning process.